Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ شادی کی تقریب سب کو مبارک یہ شادی کی تقریب سب کو مبارک یہ نعمت خدا کی طہارت کا پرچم طہارت کا پرچم فضاؤں میں عقد نکاح جلوہ گر ہے فضاؤں میں عقد نکاح جلوہ گر ہے مبارک 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 ہو پہ ہم مبارک 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 ہو پہ ہم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم گلستاں پہ شادابی سایہ فگن ہے.
Alhamdulillah, we welcome our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba. We say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to this program, The Bliss of Marriage. Today's date is the 24th of Jumad al-Ula, 1443, corresponding to the date 29th December 2021. Listeners can send your queries through to the number +27847863132. If you're in our country, it's 084-786-3132. We have our Honorable Mufti Saab here. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, the first question here is, what happens in the case where a family member tells you never to speak to them again and cuts off ties with you? Is it still your duty to try and reconcile with them?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you study Islam holistically and thoroughly, properly, you will find that our job and our duty function is jorna, not torna. That is, we should be united as far as possible and not fragmented and disunited. Now let us take Quran Sharif, Surah chapter 47, verses 22-23. In tawallaytum, if and when you have authority, antufsidu fil ardi, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, watuqatti'u arhamakum, and you sever the family ties. And if you study the word watuqatti'u, you keep on doing that, here, there, everywhere. Ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah. Those are the people Allah Jalla wa'ala curses them. Such a major crime it is, Allah Himself curses them. Fa'asammahum, He makes them spiritually deaf. Wa'a'ma absarahum, and spiritually blind. So that is chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, named after the Master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and verses 22 and 23. Habibuna rahmatulil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yahillu li muslimin ay yahjur akhahu fawqa thalath." It's not permissible for a Muslim person to sever ties with another Muslim, and more so when it's your family member, more than 3 days. فَمَنَ هَجَرَ فَوْقَ ثَلَاثِ Whosoever severed ties for more than 3 days, فَمَاتَ and he dies, دَخَلَ النَّارِ he goes straight to Jahannam. I got uncles, aunties, or nephews, nieces, or brothers, sisters. I didn't speak to them for 3 days. But that doesn't mean this hadith is applicable then. It means that you severed ties with them. You don't want to speak to them. To see sometimes people are busy with their own work, and then you speak after 1 month or 3 months or 6 months. So that's fine. There's no problem. This is deliberately you don't want to see one another. No salam, no kalam, no greeting, no speaking, no nothing. So then they enter Jahannam and the hellfire. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks and says regarding such people, this hadith I quoted in Mishkat Sharif, Muslim Sharif, various compilations. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on and says that their good deeds and righteous actions also will not be accepted. Utrukhuma hatta yastaliha. Leave the two of them, and their good deeds will remain in abeyance until and unless they reconcile. Reconcile does not mean we have to become the best of friends. Just say assalamu alaikum, that's sufficient. So remember that it is compulsory to do so. Now you keep on trying to make salam and so forth, and that person always, he or she snubs you. Then that person who is snubbing you, tomorrow on the day of justice, when that person will go to the court of the Master, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam at Hawz Kawthar, inna a'atayna kal kawthar. Allah will give you kawthar, and that is everything in good, an abundance, abundance of good. So included in that is the Hawz Kawthar, the pond, the fountain, and the water of kawthar. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was, who is, will always be. The only rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, you, a person came to you from my ummah to ask you for forgiveness. You kicked them away. You snubbed them. So today get out from here. Go from here. The hadith in targhib wa tarheeb. So therefore it's a major, major sin. Try once, try twice, try thrice, and then that person doesn't want to. The sin will be on them and not on you.
Mufti Sahib, the next question is regarding women's discharge. There's a lot of confusion amongst us women whether the normal discharge experience pass is pure.
Remember that every type of discharge of a lady will break the hudu. So every discharge will break the hudu for the lady and accept perspiration. So remember, people give some fairy tale advices and so forth. Just remember the principle, kullu ma kharaja min as-sabilain. So whatever comes out from the front passage, back passage, that will break the wudu. So all discharge will break the wudu except perspiration, that will not break the wudu.
Mufti Sahib, when will I be considered a mazur then?
So you must remember that mazur's definition to become a mazur. There are three different issues here. Let's take two examples. The male has problem, plumbing problem, with his urine and so forth and so on and also. Or the woman has problem with her istihada, that her menses is finished before the next menses can start. So remember that they must be minimum 15 clean days. So during those days there, or the man, so he has the leaking problem and so forth, Allah forbid, Allah protect us. So in a case like that, from the starting time of that salat till the ending time of that salat, that person cannot perform a wudu and read the entire salat without that problem occurring. Take for example Fajr time. It's an easy way to work it out. out. So that person woke up when Fajr time is about to start or just before that. Let's just say nowadays 10 past 4, so we'll say 10 to 4, so you must remember to 20 past 5. So we just take that 1.5 hour. So 10 to 4 to 20 past 5. So if you look at it, it is 90 minutes approximately, so that is now the starting time, ending time. So in that 1.5 hour, that lady cannot perform wudu and read a full salat without some problem, that is discharge and bleeding and so forth. That male cannot perform his salat without, you must remember, the leaking, dripping problem. So if that whole 1.5 hour or 80 minutes or so goes on like that, then he or she will be classified as a ma'azur. So that's how you become a ma'azur. Second issue, how do you remain a ma'azur? That subsequently and thereafter, that uzar, that problem must continue at least once, remember, in every salat time. So Fajr time, Zuhur time, Asr time, Maghrib time, Isha time. So every salat, that problem must occur and happen once at least. So that is how you remain a ma'azur. And third one, when are you not a ma'azur? So from the starting time of Fajr or Asr or Maghrib or Isha, whatever. So remember, you can take Maghrib to Isha or Asr to Maghrib also, it's easy then to work it out. So that problem did not occur. So from the starting time of that salat till the ending time, the problem did not occur even once. Now you are no more a ma'azur. So there are three separate issues. How does one become a ma'azur and classified as a ma'azur? How does one remain a ma'azur? How does one no more be a ma'azur? So I gave you all three. Ma'azur means people with a valid excuse, and then they must just make wudu once and carry on, even if the clothing is messed and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala forgives them. Why? La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. That Allah Ta'ala does not burden any person, male or female, more than his or her capacity, capability and ability.
Mufti Sahab, the next question is it permissible to watch Sira YouTube videos by various scholars instead of TV? The person says, I don't see the difference between watching a video on the phone or watching on TV. Please explain.
Remember that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us in the Noble Quran, Surah 24, verses 30-31, Kullil mu'minina yaghuddu min absarihim wa yahfadhu furujahum. Tell the believing men they must lower their gazes and protect the private part. And then second one, Surah 24, verse 31, Wa kullil mu'minati yaghududuna min absarihinna wa yahfadhuna furujahum. And tell the believing women that they must lower their gazes and protect the private part. So whether it is a movie or whether it is a Maulana or a Mufti or a Sheikh or whoever speaking on the TV or speaking on the phone or whatever you, so all will not be permissible, because you must remember it is directly against this Quranic verse. And then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La anallahu nazir wal manzur ilayh. That Allah's curse is on the person who's looking and to whom he is looking. So you're looking at the opposite gender and so forth. So all that is unacceptable in Islam. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Now people argue and they say, no, but there's this benefit, this benefit. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala answers that as well. You see, they ask Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding alcohol and gambling. Yes, alunaka anil khamri wal maysir. They ask you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding alcohol and gambling. And this is enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 2, verse number 219. Qul. You say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and respond to them, Fihima ithmun kabir. There's a major, major sin. Wa manafi'u linnas. Yes, there is some benefit. وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا. And the sin is much, much greater than the benefit. So which person in his right mind today can say that in the TV and movies and us and all these things, that the harm is not much more? The amount of nudity, the amount of music, the amount of propaganda, the amount of homosexuality, LGBT, fornication, adultery, gay business. So all these things goes on. So we must remember. So therefore it is unacceptable, not permissible. And therefore we did against the Maulana and the Sheikh and the Imam and the Mufti and so forth. All this is because they get paid or they want, you know, fame. So once you do things ria and wasuma to impress people's eyes or ears, then Almighty Allah disgraces us in this world. Allah protect us. Man samma Allahu bihi. The hadith in Musnad Ahmad. When you do things to show off in this world, Allah will disgrace you. Allah protect us all.
Ameen. Mufti Sahab, the next question here is, we all eat on one table. We have tried many times to keep family ties, but whenever we go to our families, parda is not practiced. They don't abide by the law and we are weak. We get trapped. How should we deal with this?
So once you know that there won't be separate facilities there and so forth, so don't go. If there is a nikah, there's a walima and so forth, go 1 week before, go 3-4 days before, take the gift, take the present, all that. So they know that you don't have anything against them. Tahaddo, tahabu, give gifts to one another, that will generate mutual love. فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَّةَ تُذْهِبُ الضَّغَائِنَ. When you give a gift and so forth, that will remove the malice, rancor, hatred, is authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. So therefore, remember, but when you know openly people are violating, trampling upon the Sharia, today is not only intermingling. Today it is 101 issues. See, I give you a few issues. Number one, that when they tell you, you must come for the reception. Nowadays they call reception. Come for the walima and so forth. So one, intermingling. Two, 80-90% they must be videoing. Three, then they will have some dancing or something there, so that they will have, you know, this belly dancing or this dancing and that dancing. Or they will have a comedian or so, no, let's make the people laugh. Or the chairs all will have parda and the ceiling also will have parda. But they themselves, the women, don't have parda, 80-90%. So that is the times we live in, you know, that the brains have become upside down. So you must remember these things here. So every table, every chair, every ceiling, every one day you put, how much money it costs? إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. That in Islam is called tabzir, squandering wealth and money and so forth. They become the brothers of shaitan. Chapter 17, verse 27. So it's not one issue, it's multiple issues, and all of them are against the teaching of Islam. But that family will say, yes, you're breaking ties. No, you're not breaking ties. That you want, I'm a joint ties with you, and break the laws of Almighty Allah, break the teaching and go against the teaching of Nabi alayhi salam. So which one is more important for us? Any Muslim must know, when we say we Muslim, I follow Islam, then we have to submit, surrender to the commandments of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, instructions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if the family members are upset. That is what Islam is all about.
Mufti Sahab, the person says, I'm getting married. The woman I'm going to marry left the amount of mahar to me. I'm not a rich person. Can Mufti Sahab please advise me what to do?
First advice we will give you, brother, is this. If you're getting married this week, next week, send us the invitation. We won't come, but we'll announce it. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, A'alinun nikah. That announced the nikah. So our Mawlana Zaid, mashallah, on Friday 10 and now 12 past 10, that he will announce some of the nikah announcements. So all of you who got some nikah this week, next week, so send it through, and inshallah Mawlana will announce it. Send it today, latest tomorrow, so Friday he can announce it. Second one, you must remember, brother, you say that you're not a very wealthy person and so forth. Today that's a relative term, you know. Wealthy today, people can have million and say, I'm not not wealthy because they're looking at 10 million, you know. So like that it is today. So let us give you the guidelines and then my advice. So if you are looking at the Hanafi school, so they will tell you 400 rand. So you must give minimum 360, just round it up at 400 rand. And then remember the Malikis and them will say 150 rand, for example. And then you must remember the Mahare Fatimi, 18,000 rand. So we're just rounding it off everywhere. So in a case like that, my advice to you, brother, if you are really now like poor and not so good, so give 1,000 rand. If you got a little bit more, give 5,000 rand. If you got a little bit more, give 10,000 rand. And if you got a little bit more, give 18,000 rand. And it's not necessary, you must give in rokra, you must give in cash and so forth. So you can give in some cash, you can give in jewelry and whatever clothing. You put all that together, oh my honey, my darling, my poppy, this is your mahar. You don't have to tell her all that. You tell your mother, your sister, and this is the mahar we have decided. It is a sense of security, you must remember, for your wife and so forth. Tomorrow you die after the nikah, then inshallah Allah give you long life. But let's say something happens, so what she has, so at least she has something. So you should think of it that way, because what the supreme great sacrifice she is making. She's leaving her parents' home, she's leaving the land of her birth, she's leaving her siblings, she's leaving everything she's accustomed to come spend the remainder of her life with you. So what a great sacrifice. So therefore we need to pay her and give her the mahar and do so lovingly, willingly. When I got married, I was a student. Till now I'm a student. Tonight I will go after Asr, I'll read Asr, yeah, and then I will go to Zakaria. So we sit there in the class of Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab Hafidhullah with the students, alhamdulillah. So you must remember, when I got married, I was a student, so I didn't have any money or anything. So my uncle took me with a van, you know, to the masjid, Ispingo Beach. So anyway, the Mercedes was parked in front. I said, just leave all that, we just go in the van, finish. So Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus, our Suleiman, so we used to call him Suleiman, you understand? So Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. So now the mahar, my father asked me mahar, so I just looked at him. So he took out 40 rand and he told me, take this. Then I was going to the masjid, then he said, come here. Then he took out another 1 rand and he just spun it like this, I held it in my hand. So he said, no, make like 41 rand. So it was a sharp move, you see. Inna Allah Ta'ala witrun yuhibbul witra. Allah loves odd numbers. So if you look at the old kitabs, because now we perform nikah and all that. Nowadays you don't see it so much, but in the starting in the 80s and that 81, 82, 85, when I used to look, perform nikah, then I used to look at the back, you understand? So that time they had thick books. So the old Maulanas in the 50s, 60s, when they performed nikah, so they had one set amount. 25 rand, 50 cents. You know Maulana, 25 rand, 50 cents. So 25 rand, 50 cents. So you start wondering, what's this 25 rand, do you understand? 50 cents. So must be one Maulana calculated, you understand? What is the Hanafi minimum mahar? You understood? So he just made that the standard, just pay that amount and finish and clear. So they never had every day go count this and count this and this. So 25 rand, 50 cents. You understood? So that was how they paid those days. So at least I paid a little bit more, you know. So 41 rand like that in this type of things. So I always tell my wife, but she's worth 41 million, you know. So with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. So the point I'm making here is this. So you, my brother, so give what is the maximum you can afford, but don't go take a loan and don't get involved in interest and all these things here, okay? So mashallah, and it can be cash kind, and you combine everything, and that will be the mahar. Mahar's proper definition in English for us Muslims is marital gift. وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ أَصْوَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلًا. It's a gift that you are giving to your poopy, to your wife, to your darling, to your sweetheart. So that is the purpose of it. That is a sense of security for her.
Mufti Sahib, the person says, my son only wants to get married and he's engaging in sin by meeting with a female. He doesn't have a job and he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give risk after marriage and barakah will come.
So you must remember regarding the previous question, one day we had a seminar, so I had to speak and so forth, and I touched on mahar. So one old man, Baji, you know we say, so he stood up and said, why must we the men pay the mahar and the marital gift? So I looked at them, I said, who's going to give a long philosophical answer? So I said, Baji, oh old man, no pay, no play, you see. You can't go play there free of charge. You must pay. Sabi Devanu Baji, you have to pay also. So he said, no, very good. After, he never asked no questions after that, bichara. So anyway, that is the question. Now, your son is involved in the haram. And he's involved with the girl there. Now, my question is to you, the parents on both sides. How come we gave our children so much freedom that they can go and date, they can go and smooch, they can go out together and all this? So from where is getting money now to go from here to there to there? So you must remember that. So what you must do as a father and mother, you must have a joint meeting among yourself, husband and wife, to have a joint strategy and say that this son now is rebellious. So both of us must have unity of thought. You call him and tell him from today, because you're not listening to us, your cell phone, we're taking it away. Your car, we're taking it away. Your spending, we're taking away. Everything we're taking away of yours. And you as parents have the right to do that. Remember that. Even if it is in his possession. So you have the right to take it away. And you, the girl's parents, you must do the same. You must tell them you can't tolerate all this haram going on. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Mishkat, you can open and find it there. So when a boy, he gets involved in haram activity, the girl gets involved in a haram activity, like the situation, فَإِنَّ الْإِثْمَ عَلَىٰ أَبِيهِ. People ask me, how come they ask you question of the boy and girl, but you bring in the parents? So yeah, Nabi alayhi salam is telling you, فَإِنَّ الْإِثْمَ عَلَىٰ أَبِيهِ. The sin is on the parents. You understood now? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us chapter 66 verse 6. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Eh iman walo, 89 times Allah mentioned this phrase, O you who believe, save yourself and the children from the fire. Remember, hadith Bukhari Sharif, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyya. Each one of you is a shepherd, and each one of you will be questioned regarding your flock. Our failure as Muslim parents, we suffer from the C syndrome, A, B, C. We suffer from the C syndrome. What is the C syndrome? We will give them the best clothes. We will give them the best CDs. We will give them the best cell phones. We will give them the best computers. We will give them cash. When they grow up, we will give them cars. All the C's we will give them. But the greatest C, we neglected and selective amnesia. We totally forgot about it, and it suited us because we don't want to fulfill our responsibilities. The hadith sharif mentioned in Tirmidhi, Rahmatul lil alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma nahala walidun nahlan ahsana min adabin hasan. That there is no better gift, O father, mother, you can give your child, your son, your daughter, and that is good character. Be honest. Which father, Muslim father, today got time to sit with his daughter and speak to her, to build up her character and teach her certain morals and haya and shame and modesty? You put 100 fathers, if you find 90 of them shirking the responsibility, is nothing surprising, because that is what's happening today. 10%, 5% might be doing, but the overwhelming majority don't do. Which mother today has a heart-to-heart discussion with her son? It's all about dictatorship. Bring the tea, do this, finish and all that. So, and we just expect the best. So we have to cry to Allah. We have to train them, nurture them, coach them. See everything you will find in the Quran. My father, my mother, your father, your mother, everybody is special. And we make dua for them while they are alive. We make dua for them when they passed on with Iman and Islam. So chapter 17, verse 24, Almighty Allah teaches us, Rabbirham huma, Ya Allah, have mercy on my beloved parents. Kama Rabbayani. What is Rabbayani? Allah Jalla Wala is Rabb. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise to Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, provider of all the worlds. All the worlds means kullu shayin illallah. So take Allah out of the equation. Everybody, everything else is included. So Allah, when I was born, you were born, we had no teeth. And then after some time, the milk teeth came. Then after some time, the permanent teeth came. So that is Rabb. So he takes us from stage to stage to stage to perfection. So imagine I'm 6 feet tall. I had to grow more and more than where I should stay. I wear size 12, size 13, so shoes and all that. My feet kept on growing. The members as it is, they're so small for me. The pulpits, I can't even stand on it when I deliver khutbah. I have to keep my feet so slanted and all that. So I get so upset with these people. They make the members so short, you know, so small. Size 6 and size 7 shoes. So your mind. Must remember that that is Almighty Allah teaching us. So your parents, Rabbayani, your function duty was training, coaching, nurturing the young one. But we never did that. Father is busy with his business and golf. Allah alone knows which type of golf he's playing. He's playing there on the golf course or he's playing golf in the hotel. Allah alone knows. And the woman is so busy, you must remember, in the mall. We don't know it's mall or meeting Paul. You understood? So all this, let us be honest about these issues. So therefore, when you find this type of situations, the boy and girl 100% guilty. But I'm telling you, and Quran hadith is telling you, that you, the parents, also are guilty. So we all need to play our role and fulfill our responsibility.
Alhamdulillah, we return back to this program. We welcome all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba. Mufti Sahab, the next question is, Mulana, I want to know when Mufti, or the question is posed to Mufti Sahab, when Mufti Sahab was at CII, he used to say my Fatima, now he says my wife. It was so nice to hear the husband been saying my Fatima.
I still say my Fatima, so you must remember that. But sometimes we're getting old now, so you know. So when you get old, then you get cold also. So you must remember that. So I still say my Fatima. So, and I say my Popi also. So mashallah. So whatever you say is all. Nabi, see, I teach you a lesson. So mashallah, I see the person just sent me a nice advert here now. So let me just announce it quickly. Ten Hauser, inshallah, next week, Thursday, after the program, I'll send it out. So, Thursday next week after Maghrib, then Hauser, inshallah. Then Friday, Jummah, inshallah, Dundee. Next week, Friday. Yeah? Then Friday evening, Majid Siddiq, that is Newcastle, inshallah, after Maghrib. Next week, Friday. Nah? And then Saturday, inshallah, next week. So that will be on the 8th of January, inshallah, after Asr at Darulum, Newcastle. Jamaat day is 5:30. So I'll send it out. It just came now, so there's no time now. I'm busy with the program. See, you say, I say my Fatima, my wife, my poor people. Let's go to the best of the best. Who? Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the wife, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. Four places we find different ahadith. Ya Humaira, oh you Humaira, Daraqutni you will find. So that you were the red skin, you understood, for fair in complexion and redness to enhance the beauty. So you say Ya Humaira, Ya Siddiqa Tirmidhi. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called her Siddiqa, because she's so truthful, so truthful. Allah jalla wa ala proved, and exonerated her and said, "You Siddiqa, Allah Jalla wa Ala is saying you're 100% innocent." Surah 24, Surah Nur, and verses 11 to 26, 16 verses for Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Therefore, any person, any Shia, anyone, he accuses Siddiqa that Aisha, 100% kuffar and out of the fold of Islam. So there, so what we got? We got, you must remember this thing, see, first one, Humaira. Second one, Siddiqa. Third one, Ya Aish. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, you will find. I was in Maputo, so I had to go to one madrasa, so they said the students don't understand Arabic, they don't understand English and all, they just speak Arabic, so I spoke. So I spoke about Shias, because they told me I must speak about Shias. So I said that the Shias, they say, "Ay arbatu asnamin min ar-rijal." Mullah Bakir Majlisi wrote this. Arbatu asnamin min ar-rijal. Four idols from the men. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Who are the four idols? Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman and Muawiyah. We say, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, kuffar say, the Shia kuffar say, all non-Muslim. And arbatu asnamin min an-nisa. And four of the women, they are the idols also, meaning they're non-Muslim. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. This is kuffar Shias. Therefore, we say Shias are 100% kuffar. So who are the four? They say Aisha, Hafsa, and then they say Ummul Hakam, and they say Hinda. So Aisha is Siddiqa. Second one, Hafsa, is both the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's honorable wives. Third one, Ummul Hakam. Ummul Hakam is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's sister. So they hate Amir Muawiyah. They hate, you must remember, his sister and his parents both also. So Ummul Hakam. And fourth one is Hind. Hind, Hinda is Amir Muawiyah's mother and the wife of Abu Sufyan. So I asked them there. I said, you can read this Hind or Hinda. And what you call this in Balagha, I had 100 rand in my pocket. So I told them, anyone can answer, yes, the 100 rand. So 2, 3 made this way. Once you've got it right, so I think there's the 100 rand. So my 100 rand went away. But Alhamdulillah, I was happy I gave it to him. So you call this Tarkhim. What you call? Tarkhim. Remember that. Ya Aish, Ya Aisha, Ya Hind, Ya Hinda. So remember these type of things there. So he, Mustafa sallallahu, is still teaching the husband, use affectionate names. Ya Humaira, Ya Aish, Ya Siddiqa, and the fourth one, Ya Muwaffaqa. Allah gave you tawfiq, O Aisha. You're so special, so special. When anybody complained to the Master alayhi salam about Siddiqa, you know the woman they have sometime. So some wives came, honorable wives, Ya Rasulullah, you must tell the Sahaba. It's not only when you are by Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, then they must bring presents and gifts. When you by us also, then Nabi alayhi salam said, please, don't speak all these kind of things here. That Allah Jalla Wala sends wahi to me when I am in the house, in the room with Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu. Can you imagine? So Allah, and 16 verses revealed for her. So remember, and then one other incident. Therefore, Usaid bin Hudayr radiallahu anhu used to say that one time Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha says, "In qata'a iqdun li," my necklace got lost. Sayyida Abu Bakr was furious. He even pinched her and all that. You cause so much trouble now. And Allah revealed the verses of Tayammum. Subhanallah, a blessing for this ummah. Second time a necklace got lost, Allah Jalla Wala revealed 16 verses for Siddiqa to bintu Siddiq. See? So today the kuffar, the enemies, and the apologetic, and the bootlickers, so they say, how come Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, when she was so young and so forth? So I asked them one question. I say, when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, what was the Master alayhi salam's age? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was already 52 years old. When the Master alayhi salam received wahi at the age of 40, the revelation brought about the greatest revolution. That's the time the kuffar said, ask us whatever you want. You want the most beautiful woman, we will give you. You want money, we will give you millions. You want imarat leadership, we will give you. Everything they proposed, Nabi alayhi salam said, you give the sun and the moon to me also, I will not accept it. See, you will understand Islam. Now by Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam marrying Siddiqa Sayyid Aisha, whose rank status is getting elevated? Whose rank, Maulana? Whose rank is getting elevated? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No.
Aisha.
Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's rank is already elevated. Wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak. So we elevated your name nami, your isme grami, your honorable name already. Idha dhukirtu dhukirta ma'i. When my name is taken, then your name is taken. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And remember adhan, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. See. Now, when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam marries Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, whose rank is getting elevated? Sayyida Aisha's rank, radiallahu anha, her father's rank as a father-in-law. Ya Aba Bakrin, Ya Thani Asnain, you did everything for me humanly possible. I am Rahmatulil Alameen. Come, I repay you. I get married to your daughter. Your daughter's rank will get elevated. She will be known as Umm al-Mu'mineen, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. Your rank will get elevated because now you are my greatest companion and now you are my father-in-law. But you need iman to see all this. Otherwise, people with a jaundiced eye, you show them the red apple, they will tell you is yellow. Wa kam min aibin qawlan sahiha wa afatuhu min al-fahmi saqimi. The poet says, how many times the speech, what is written is correct, but the person reading it, looking at it, he finds a mistake because he got sick brains, you know. So that is what happens nowadays. So therefore, you must understand this type of things. Now, where we started with my wife's story, so we ended up all here, but good lesson it was, mashallah.
Mufti Sahib, the next question is, there are many nikah groups on social media, and for Muslim males and females to get to know each other, people chat and see from there. Although the initiative is good, is this correct?
All haram, that how you can. They tuning up one another, they seeing one another. To see one another is against the Quran. Surah 24 verses 30-31. And tuning up one another, wala muttakhidina akhdan. See, again, see balagha, see ijaz, see the miracle of Quran. Normally, the usloob, the manner, methodology of Quran, Allah mentions it in the masculine. And it's understood that the feminine must do the same. But the examples I'm giving you, men, lower your gaze. Woman, lower your gaze. Surah 24, verses 30-31. When Allah says boyfriend, girlfriend, Allah addresses the man separately, addresses the woman separately. Wala muttakhidina akhdan. Don't take girlfriends, you men. And for you woman, wala muttakhidati akhdan. Don't take boyfriends. So now we make, say, no, we must tune it up little bit. I must know your background, history and geography. By the time they finish up, they will know not only history, geography, they many times they will know the biology and anatomy also. So that is there. Send me the snap. No, I want to check a little bit more, you know. So send me a little bit more. You know where it lands up to? So this is all shaitaniyat, you must remember. You spoke of CII just now. At CII, Allah Ta'ala grant our colleague Ibrahim Bhai Gangar, Jannatul Firdaus, he used to tell me, because we used to do bless of marriage together for years. So he says, you know, maybe it's good idea. We must start this matchmaking and so on. I said, you want to start, you start. Me, I don't get it. Our people mentality is such. Maulana Ansari, they was a senior alim in Durban. So one meeting I remember is one. Sometimes just one sentence of a person you remember lifelong. He said, Hamare loki, you know, adat ye hai. Our people's habit is such. Jab tarif karte hai, to asman par chara dete hai. That he couldn't speak English, he speak Urdu. So he say, when they praise, they'll put you right in the skies. And jab jo hai mazammat par aate hai, when they criticize you, tanqeed karte hai, to suli par chala dete hai. And then they'll crucify you also. So you must remember that. So 5 nikahs, 10 nikahs will work out. They say, wah wah, shabash kalender and all. One nikah must break, and we were the one to say, no, this is good girl, good boy. They humko suli par chala denge. They will take us right there and crucify us. So why must we get involved in these things there? So no, remember, it's not a good thing this. See Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi. We got many, many issues with him on many masail. But that kitab he wrote, Al-Halal wal-Haram in Islam, the lawful and unlawful, is translated also. I got the Arabic and English. So the point I want to make here is this. You must read that introduction. The introduction he wrote was very good. In there he says, remember these basic principles. One principle he wrote there, good intentions do not justify haram actions. See what a nice usul. Good intentions, see New Year coming. Christmas went away. Our Muslim, they will say, what is wrong? My intention is good. My neighbor is a Christian. I just said happy, happy. You understand? Happy Christmas and all these kind of things. So what is wrong? My intention is good. What is wrong? You're going against Quran. You're going against Sunnah. You're going against Sahaba. You're going against our constitution. So that is what is wrong. So don't come and say, my intention is good. But in the process, we trample on the Sharia. So that is the lesson we must learn. So I'm giving you all the references so you can understand properly.
Mufti Sahab, the next question is, a female says, I'm scared of the first night. I have mixed feelings to be with a person I've never spent time with before. What can I do to
break? Yes, every woman is very scared. Your huzu will also break. Don't worry. You must remember, sister. So from now you read. You want to send your invitation here to Maulana Zahid Khan. You understand? I'm AK and he's ZK. How's that, Maulana? So I'm AK and you ZK. So Abdul Qadir and you Zahid Khan. So ZK, isn't it so? So send it to, not AK, send it to ZK. So to Maulana Zahid Khan, you understand, your invitations for nikah and so forth. And then the Maulana will announce it Friday 10 to upper 10, inshallah. So there's nothing to be afraid of, because you, my sister, my daughter, you're 18, 20, 22 years old. First time you're getting married, you're a virgin, your husband, we hope he's virgin, inshallah, and so forth and so on. So what's going to happen? That from now you must be reading 2 rakat salat daily. Today is Wednesday. So what must you do today? After Zuhur Salat, I just sent it out this morning. And remember, Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, he also admitted, he said that it is waqtun mubarakun, a time that the du'as are accepted and so forth. I sent it out a few weeks ago in Arabic. So because sometimes these Salafi characters, they got too much to talk. This bid'ah. But the haram things that they summum bukmun umyun fahum la yarjiun la yaqilun. All this haram going on in Saudi Arabia, they can't speak one word. You see? But this, they'll tell you, no, this is hadith da'if, this is bid'ah, this. So you must remember, you sister, you brother, you're getting married this week, next week, whenever. So today you read 2 rakat salat. In sajda, you should be by bahating this verse already. Surah 25, verse 74, Surah Furqan. In the 19th juz, the 19th supara, the ending of the first quarter. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Before you spoke of my Fatima, so I made Umrah and came. 79 with Allah's help. So I had to go to the Kaaba, you know, and hold the Kaaba and cry. Ya Allah, give such good wife, because I was fed up now with the Pakistani food and all that. I said, you know, I must get married now. So that's how I got married, actually. I told my sister and my Masi, Allah give Jannatul Firdaus to Masi Kala. So I said, out of South Turkey we see, and you know, if Pakistani jo kenjo, and South Kalas TV you see now. I'm eating at it, and I'm painting it now. So I said, bosari chokri hai. Now you don't understand, Mehman. I told them, I'm fed up of this Pakistani food now. Best thing, I was get married. So they said, yeah, there's nice girl here, and this and all that. So that's how I got married. You know, understood? A hungry man is an angry man, you know. So then you cry, and now till now we make dua. So you read now, read with me, whether we're getting married or we are married 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses, grant us such children and progeny that are the coolness of the eyes. You see, you don't get tired of looking at your wife. Wife don't get tired of looking at you. You look at your children, everyone involved in some good action, not vices, playing with TikTok and movies, busy with the emails flying to the females, busy with some haram activity. No. So that you must do. Then, sister, we'll end off today's program on a warm note. And that is every one of you who knows Arabic, Maulana, try and Google it maybe. The book's name is Adabu Zifaf. So by Sheikh Albani, wonderful book, excellent. So Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, wrote The Etiquettes of the Wedding Night. And one thing good I like, he write all the references. So you now, you married, right? So tomorrow is Thursday. So Friday we perform your nikah, for example, after Jummah, after Asr. I'm just giving example, we don't even know who's the person. So now your nikah is performed. So what we will say, Barakallahu lak, wa barakallahu alaik, wa jama'a bainakuma bil khair. So normally when I perform nikah, so I make the whole congregation read, just straight after the nikah. Then I said, okay, let all the parties sign and everything, and then we make the collective dua and so forth. So that is good, so they practice on a sunnah. Allah give them barakah from all sides and directions, and put them together, you see, so that forever they must be in the khair and goodness. Now you are alone with your hubby, now you're terrified because he's a stranger and you're a stranger, so nothing to worry about. So after you touch this and all that, come we read salat. So you make proper wudu, everything. If you don't have wudu, husband in front, he will give iqama, and then you, the wife, behind him. Therefore let the wife set the date, not you. So she's tahira, she's clean and all that. And then he read short surahs, not long, yaseen and tabarak and all. Read qulubi falak, qulubi nas, finish. So thereafter one sunnat finish. Hadith Musannaf Ibn Abi Shayba. Then you, the husband, you take water, and then you sprinkle on the forelocks of your darling, your wife, right? And you read, Allahumma inni as'aluka khairaha wa khaira ma fiha wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha. Ya Allah, whatever goodness she has, this wife of mine, let her share it. Whatever weaknesses she has, protect her, protect me. She will do the same thing with you. Allahumma, she'll just change the pronoun, the zamair. So, Allahumma inni as'aluka khairahu. So, Ya Allah, whatever goodness he has, we ask of you. And wa'udhu bika min sharrihi wa sharri ma fi. Ya Allah, what weaknesses he has, protect him, protect me. So, you sprinkle water, you say, magaj bauti kuche, you know, it says a short fuse. So, we put the radiator there, same time. We cool him down, you see. So, on the wedding night, Hadith Musannaf Abdul Razak. So, second one. Third one, oh Habib, you paid the mahar, 1,000 rand, 5,000, 18,000, 20,000, whatever. The last nikah I performed was 20,000. So, mashallah, it was Mulvi Sahib also. So, mashallah, so that's fine. So, very good that. So, now you give that mahar. Now, when you're alone, give another gift to your wife. So, Musnad Ahmad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave Siddiqa Sayyid Aisha milk. So, give whatever you want to that is permissible, cash or kind. So third sunnah. Fourth, whenever you are intimate and you go to your wife comes to husband, so remember, read the dua mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Bismillahi jannibana shaitan. So remember, Allah protect us, put shaitan far away from us. Wa jannibi shaitan amar zapatana, and put the shaitan far away from the awlad and the children, you will bless us. So that are the sunnahs for the wedding night. So you're not worried now. You read that, everything will work out smooth, inshallah. Okay, let's run down with the program quickly. It's almost time up for news. Brother Yusuf Ali with the news at 12. The youth, Moana Suleiman Katani, between 12 and 1. That should be very interesting. Listen to that. 1 o'clock Zohar Azan, then 1:05 to 1:30, Surah Taha, chapter 20, verses 90 to 96. Then 1:30 to 2, the archive, Surah Bani Israel, chapter 17. 19 verses 4 to 7. Today's lesson is very interesting if you want to know about Israel, the rogue regime and so forth. Then 2 to 3 madrasa on Amos, Zahid Khan, 3 to 3:30, the repeat of this morning's Q&A. Now, it won't be, I don't think there'll be an Urdu lecture because this was long program, so it will go right through to between 3 and 4. So, inshallah. And then 4 to 5 will be Surah Jasiya, Maulana Ridwan Kaji. 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the tafsir of Surah Taha. And that will be 90 to 96. 7:30 to 8 will be, inshallah, Maulana Yunus Patel. And 8 to 10, Shafaat Ahmad Khan Medical File. And inshallah, his programs will continue. And then 10 to 11 will be our Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki Shaheed. So that's our program, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We say, Jazakumullah khairan to Muftisab and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. We head on to the news now with Yusuf Ali. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah.